Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schultz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Schultz. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Hall reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Davis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen bunts towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to third. It's 3-1. Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brian Giles. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster scores. Strawberry moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald is walked intentionally. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jenkins. Brooks scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Heap now playing first base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Say reaches second base with a double. Bosley scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Mets. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danron pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Alan Hargesheimer now pitching. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Ron Darling. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods pinch hits for Mel Hall. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foster for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strawberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Alan Hargesheimer. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Morales reaches second base with a double. Moreland goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Fritz Connolly pinch hits for Dave Owen. Fritz Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Johnson now pitching. Jerry Morales now playing left field. Larry Bowen now playing shortstop. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bauer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer moves to third. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer scores. It's 6-5, Mets. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Sandberg moves to second. Joe Carter pinch runs for Ron Say. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 6, Mets, 6. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Moreland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The slide. Fitzgerald applies the tag. Moreland is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Tom Verizer now playing third base. Lee Smith now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.